Well, I haven't got a Grandmaster game prepared today. It's an open session. If anyone wants to offer a game, they can do so. If not, I've got a couple of games handy. So yeah. if anyone's got one ready, speak now. Mm-hmm. No? Okay, it's over to me then. Okay. So, can we go around the room, please? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Philip Gordon, Isle of Wight, England.
Bernard Siret from Lyon, southeast of France.
Johannes, South Africa.
I'm Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay, that looks like it. All right, we're going to go over two games. They don't get past move 25, both of them. So it's going to be sorted out. There's going to be tactics in the middle game. Not going to focus too much on the openings because in both cases, they're not particularly common. First game, I have white and it's an Alekhine's defense. Huh. My opponent's rating is a bit misleading. It's 17-13, I think. 17-13. But he managed to score 2.5 out of 5 in the event when he was almost the lowest rated player in the event. So something a little bit odd there. So clearly he's stronger than the rating suggests. All right. It's an Alekhine's defense. The game begins, pawn echo 4. Game move, black replies knight, foxtrot 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, so many systems here. Grandma, most of the players play pawn echo 5 and follow up with moves like pawn delta 4, maybe pawn charlie 4. There is a four pawns attack where you play Charlie 4, Delta 4, and Foxtrot 4. I think that's a little bit ambitious, but if you're prepared, you can play these variations. I'm not convinced that Pawn Echo 5 systems suit my style of play. So I'm not going to play Pawn Echo 5. My chosen weapon, if you like, is Knight Charlie 3. Game move, Knight Charlie 3. Lots of opportunity for black to transpose here. The obvious one is pawn echo 5. And we're into Vienna territory, or maybe a four knights, or maybe even a Giocco piano. Then you could play pawn charlie 5, making it into a closed Sicilian, the Nimzowitsch variation, which we've studied in these sessions before. Mm-hmm. You can play pawn delta 6, heading into a perk modern defense system.
Mm-hmm. Or pawn delta 5.
And that's the game move, pawn delta 5. Black in the game plays pawn delta 5. And this is known as the Scandinavian variation. Because fairly obviously, if you reverse the move order, echo 4, delta 5, on move 1, we have the Scandinavian. In this setup, the transmission doesn't work very well. If you tried to get in via the Scandinavian, white playing move 1, echo 4, black delta 5, and tried for knight charlie 3, I think black should push on with pawn delta 4. Knight comes back to echo 2. And I think black's already got slightly better. I prefer black there. Though, if you're prepared as white, you can play these variations. And if you know the middle game subtleties, you might even be able to outplay someone of your own strength, providing you've done the homework on the middle game plans. But I think from the opening, this move order is okay for white in the Alekhine's, but don't try it in the Scandinavian without your homework. Okay. All right, over to white. There's several moves here again. Believe it or not, you could try pawn delta 4.
Yes.
offering a black mode demon, if you like. If you're prepared, you can get away with it. Yeah. Nothing wrong with black mode demon at our level.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. It's well worth the pawn is well worth the activity, and you'd be amazed how players can somehow fall into passivity because they don't feel confident enough to play into some of the sharper lines. Right, so pawn delta 4 is known and playable if you're prepared.
Either 5?
Either 5 is going to be the game move, and the alternative is I don't think anyone plays knight takes delta 5. The other main move is echo 4 takes delta 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's then up to white to do something, because you're giving black a fairly comfortable game. You're heading off into variants of possibly even the Caro-Kann or the Scandinavian itself if you play echo 4 takes delta 5.
Yeah.
All right, the game moves echo 5. Now black is at a crossroads again. The French defence player would retreat knight on foxtrot 6 to delta 7, allowing white to go pawn delta 4, and black will undermine with pawn Charlie 5. Then it's up to white to decide whether to play pawn foxtrot 4 or knight foxtrot 3.
Knight takes delta 5?
Yeah, then knight takes echo 5.
No, if black plays knight to delta 7.
Yeah, if knight takes delta 5. Black plays knight takes pawn echo 5.
No. If black first plays knight to delta 7, then white can play knight takes delta 5.
Yeah, and then black can play knight takes echo 5. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It comes.
Right.
Yeah. And white's knight, well, neither knights will remain where they are, so you're not winning a pawn. But you have got pawn in balance. One person's got a queen side centre pawn majority, and chances are black will hit out either echo 5 or Charlie 5. So you get middle game in balance. If you take both the pawns off, somehow get the pawns removed, you've got middle game in balance, which is what you're looking for from an opening. Well,
I assume that knight Eva 4 is playable.
Yes, it is. It's a main line, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the lines. Yeah, it definitely is one of the lines. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If black played knight to delta 7, couldn't white play echo 6?
You can do, and you're a couple of moves short, but you're right. You can indeed push a pawn. It's a pawn sacrifice, and then you play pawn delta 4 maybe.
Yeah.
And you got ideas like bishop delta 3. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a possibility. You're giving up a pawn, but yeah, you will have active play for it, but you are giving up a pawn. It depends on your style. Okay, so black to play knight echo 4 is known. I'm not quite sure what I would have done. I might have gone pawn delta 4, though pawn delta 3 is another idea.
I've seen knight Eva 2 played in this position.
Ah, with the idea of pushing pawn delta 3 and then bringing the knight out elsewhere. I see, yeah. Okay, there's something else too. Yeah. So already we're getting interesting ideas. Lots of manoeuvrings. So, well, we're not going to say too much in the opening because it's the middle game that's really of value in this game. Go on.
Yeah, what's black's move?
Okay, well, after pawn echo 5 for whites, black in the game chooses pawn delta 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both knights under mutual attack. Right. I don't know about retreating here. You can move the knight to echo 2, I think. I think black could probably quite comfortably play knight delta 5.
Yeah.
Then both players will be trying to support their advanced pawn with another pawn and a piece. Yeah, I'm not quite sure white gets anything from that. So if you know what you're doing, I think you can play knight Charlie Echo 2. and support your sense pawn with pawn foxtrot 4, knight foxtrot 3, and maybe pawn delta 3 to stop black playing it, and then fear and shadow your king bishop. White, if anything, has got a kingside attack. Black's got queenside play. Study the middle games that arise. You can put these variations into your repertoire, but it's the middle game you've got to study. You don't have to learn specific variations. Just learn how the middle game goes, where pieces are developed, and which side of the board you play on. It would only take an afternoon studying about half a dozen, playing through half a dozen game and making notes. Okay, so
Felix six is a line, isn't it?
Sorry.
Eva takes Felix six for.
Oh yeah, yeah. The knight trade, the indirect knight trade. Yeah, and that's the game position. White in the game plays echo 5, takes knight, foxtrot 6. And black in the game must play delta 4, takes knight, charlie 3. So this is the first big crossroads for white. There are essentially four moves here to be considered. The least common is delta 2 takes charlie 3.
Mm-hmm.
More common is for white to play bravo takes charlie 3. Or white could consider taking one of the black pawns on offer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pawn sacrifice line here of white playing foxtrot 6 takes golf 7. Yeah. Black must play bishop takes golf 7, and then white plays bravo 2, takes charlie 3. I'm not convinced by it, but if you like taking pawns, it's one to take, and make black justify the sacrifice.
If delta 2 takes charlie 3, what I'd like to do is queen takes queen check.
Yeah. That's not a great problem. You obviously take with the king, you put your bishop out on charlie 4, and then you're ready for king echo 2. Mm-hmm. Black knight, of course, play echo, takes foxtrot 6 on you. So maybe your king can't hide on either 2.
I assume that the most common way you're playing for white is Felix takes Gustav 7?
I think it probably is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it seems to work reasonably well for white, according to the databases. But I don't know how many Grandmaster games are in there. And when I was looking, I checked two databases. And one of the databases I can... Some of the games were rated between players rated up on 600. So you really can't draw any conclusions from that game when players are rated 1,600.
Because then black could play charlie takes delta 7 check, delta 2 check, and
You're not actually winning a pawn, are you? Oh yes.
It's white,
isn't it? No, you're not. No, you're not.
It's white, isn't it?
In the game, it's white to play, but we're discussing pawn takes golf 7. It doesn't look to be. Well, black can reply charlie takes delta 2 check. And then white's got to choose between the queen trade or taking with the bishop. Yeah. Okay, so white in the game, I wanted imbalance. I wanted pawn structure imbalance. I wasn't interested in trying to snatch pawns or simplifications. So I played the most complex of moves possible. I played bravo 2 takes charlie 3. So bravo 2 takes charlie 3 is the game move, and it's over to black to decide which way to capture. If you take with the golf pawn, you've got three pawn islands. But you have got the golf file for us for an attack. If you take with the golf pawn, you black has got the problem. In fact, both players have the problem of where to put the king. Black could fianchetto the bishop and castle king side, and white might be advised to do the same, fianchetto and castle king side. That's fianchetto king side. But black in the game chose to play either takes foxtrot six. So the game move for black is either seven takes foxtrot six.
It seems to me that
it develops the
find the good square for the black bishop with this move rather than Gustav takes Felix. So I would tend to think that it's better to play Eva takes Felix as was played.
It's a question of what pawn structures you feel comfortable with.
Hasn't white a theoretical pass David pawn for the ending?
Black guessing a pass David pawn.
No, white.
That's a very, very long term option, yeah.
Yeah.
But black is ahead of development, and he's got only two pawn islands compared to three.
Yeah, and there are some similarities to the Caro-Kann here. There are some Caro-Kann variations. The open Caro-Kann, where on move three, white plays knight Charlie three or Delta two. Black trades an echo four, white plays knight takes echo four, and black throws in on move four, knight foxtrot six. Mm-hmm. Ray Keane likes this variation. White's supposed to take, and the recommendation is to take with the echo pawn. And black's got an open game for the bishops. And there are some Korchnoi games where Korchnoi begins a kingside attack with his four against three. Okay. Yeah. Right. There's not many games in the database now here. We're getting down to below 20. So the grandmasters don't play it, and it's not very common at club level. So this was just what I was wanting, because I didn't want to go into a standard Alekhine's defense where you play pawn echo five, white constructs a big pawn center, black tries to undermine it. It doesn't present your opponent with complex problems. Once you've done a little bit of homework on the Alekhine's defence, it's fairly easy to play. So I wanted to set my opponent problems, and this is just the sort of game to do it. All right, white in the game plays Bishop Charlie 4. So Bishop Charlie 4. And black in the game plays Bishop Delta 6.
Bishop Delta 6.
Bishop Delta 6, yeah. Okay, this is where I'm going to ask you some ideas for white. What middle game plan should you be looking for? Any ideas?
Ticket white has to decide where he's going to put his king. That's,
yeah. It's fairly obvious where black's going to put the king. Black is going to castle king side. I think that's...
By all those points, yeah.
Yeah.
White probably is going to castle king side, but...
Yeah. I mean, technically, white is a pawn up. Because these double foxtrot pawns are going to be very very difficult to wipe out. Whereas white has got possibilities of having the pawn structure cleaned up in the centre. Whereas black's going to have great difficulties cleaning up this kingside pawn structure. So for a late middle game ending, what white should be thinking in terms of being a pawn up, but three pawn islands.
Interesting. Yeah, they're more central.
Yeah. How about David 4?
It's coming in at some point, yeah.
Maybe that with this kind of pawn structure, we could try to weaken the four pawn islands on the king side by playing knight, Felix 3, and Hector 4, Hector 5, Hector 6, Hector 6, and so on. And of course, we will play at some point Delta 4.
Okay. If knight fox got 3, what are you going to do about bishop go 4 pinning it?
Delta 4 and queen delta 3.
Okay. But it won't have any good squares in the centre, will it? You won't have echo 5. I suppose you could come to delta 4, but you want to put a pawn on delta 4. So a knight on foxtrot 3, whether pinned or unpinned, hasn't really got anywhere to go.
Well, the pawn on delta 3, on Felix 3, could go to Felix 5 or something like that, after I've played Gustav 4.
I'm not sure if White wants to play any pawn moves on the king side. It might encourage Black to start playing pawn foxtrot 5. There's one idea White has to be careful of, and that's Black castling king side, playing pawn foxtrot 5 and bringing the queen out to hotel 4. Because if White ever played pawn golf 3, Black will be just looking to play pawn foxtrot 4 on you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to give my opponents easy decisions. So if I play knight foxtrot 3, I suspected bishop golf 4 will be played, and at the earliest opportunity, he'll play bishop takes knight and hope that that there might be an opposite colour bishop's ending.
Then we play knight eva 2, knight golf 3, and then same plan of advancing the hotel pawn.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a start. Yeah. This is the game plan. This you've got the game move. The game move is knight echo 2. Okay, so the game move is knight echo 2, just to avoid bishop golf 4. Well, I think it avoids bishop golf 4. I was prepared to play pawn foxtrot 3.
Mm-hmm.
And see what he does. And then castle king side, and maybe put my queen on foxtrot 2. Maybe the king on hotel 1 first, so I don't get caught. And then just see what my opponent does. My plan was to prevent my opponents simplifying. I want to keep 3 minor pieces on for as long as possible. Okay, so Black in the game, castles king side.
Okay. Why not bishop eva 6?
There's nothing wrong with bishop eva 6. It's a good way to play. White would have to choose between cleaning up Black's pawn structure with bishop takes bishop or retreating bishop bravo 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat bishop bravo 3, Black might be able to play pawn alpha 5.
Yeah, probably.
White might have to play pawn alpha 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Black can go pawn Charlie 5, which forces White to come to a decision over the bravo 3 bishop. Pawn Charlie 4 might would force it back to alpha 2. I'm not quite sure what I would have done. I think I would have retreated Bishop Bravo C3 and see what he does.
Because you're not going to pick up on Bella 3 because he just undoubled your pawns and give you.
But he's not going to trade on Bravo 3. But he might start pushing Charlie Alpha 5 first to make sure White can't play Bishop Alpha 4 and then to Charlie 5, Charlie pawn down. So Black could almost force the exchange of bishops. Or if White, or maybe inflict triple pawns on White for the cost of a pawn. This is the problem with us having played Delta 4 first. But after Bishop F6, Bishop Bravo 3, White has to play pawn off of 4 first. And then pawn Charlie 5, it's too late. Too late on Delta 4. So maybe White's move order is incorrect here. Maybe White should be playing pawn Delta 4 before Knight Echo 2. But then White might run into problems on the Echo file. Maybe this time for Rook Echo 8 check.
I am wondering whether pawn Delta 4 is a good move because it would be so easy for Black to undermine it with Charlie 5. And if there is a pawn on Charlie 5 and if there is a pawn on Delta 3, we don't care. So I would tend to think that the Delta pawn should be better on the Delta 3 square than on the Delta 4 square.
Well, Casper 5, I know it's an ending, but Casper 5 gives David 5 and you've got a pawn. I never took a long way off, but it's something to play for.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't play Bishop Echo 6. So let's make sure we've got the move order right. Knight Echo 2, Black Castles King side. Game move for White, White Castles King side. And Black in the game plays Pawn Bravo 6. Game move, Pawn Bravo 6. I'm wondering if Bishop Foxtrot 5 could have been an idea. It would be tempting to go Knight Golf 3 to attack it, but Black might simply take it. Bishop takes Knight Golf 3. Okay, so Black chooses to fearn Chesso on the Queen side, which also stops any ideas of White going Rook Bravo 1 to be annoying.
That's true. But on the other hand, Black already had a way to get his bishop out, so he doesn't need two ways to get it out.
Depends where he wants it pointing. With the bishop on Delta 6 and the bishop on Bravo 7, there's a little bit of a king side of attack.
Oh, yeah.
To be careful about. If you can play Bishop Bravo 7, combine it with Pawn Foxtrot 5 plus a Queen on Hotel 4, if White will go to Pawn Golf 3, there's Queen Hotel 3 to be considered, and there's holes in the black in the White King side.
Yeah.
It might not take much then to Hotel 5. If the Queen ever gets to Hotel 3, White's got to go through quite a manoeuvre to get rid of it. You'd have to play Queen Echo 1 to Foxtrot 2 to Golf 2. And White doesn't want a Queen trade, but Black White can't afford to leave Black with a King on Hotel with a Queen on Hotel 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it's White in the game to play. Black's just played Pawn Bravo 6. Any ideas?
Knight Gustav 3 or Knight Delta 4?
How about Bishop David 5. It forces Casper 6, and then you can put Bishop Felix 3 and you're free and check with your bishop.
I'm not sure it forces pawn Charlie 6. It's unprotected on Delta 5.
Oh, no, you have Bishop. Bishop takes Hotel 2 check. No. Right.
Right.
Doesn't work.
Yes. Yeah.
Unprotected piece, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's a pawn you don't want to give up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, nothing can happen by force in this sort of position, but my thinking at the time was I'll just try to put my pieces on active squares and see what happens. Because I was playing on his rating of 17-13, thinking, I'm not going to try and push you off the board. I'm going to give you opportunities to try and come up with your own plans and hope that I can find play against them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was going to leave pieces on prees. And I didn't think he was going to fall for pawn forks or knight forks. I was going to have to outplay him. But I wanted him to start producing ideas of his own. Okay. Well, it's fairly obvious at some point I'm going to have to do something with Delta pawn to get the Charlie 1 bishop active. So where should White be playing in this position, you think, in general? Which region of the board should White be looking to play?
The king side,
yeah, obviously. Black's best defender of the king side is no longer there. It can be there. One plan of defence for Black would be to move pawn foxtrot 5 and put the Bravo Knight on foxtrot 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd. For some reason. Black does have a knight on Bravo 8, doesn't he? Well, on my board, he doesn't.
Yes, he has a knight on Bravo 8.
Okay, I'll put one back then. Yes, that makes the position more even, three pieces each.
You had an easy game otherwise.
Yes.
I think that knight delta 4 cannot be bad, because if he locates his bishop on Bravo 7, then you get the Felix 5 square for your knight. And this has to be good. So, I think that would be my choice. And my second choice would be to put knight on Gold 3.
I agree with Gold 3 for the knight.
Okay, yeah. Knight Delta 4 might encourage pawn Charlie 5 before. Ooh, that's tricky. Ooh, that is tricky. Knight Delta 4, pawn Charlie 5, you'd have to be prepared for Queen Foxtrot 3 winning an exchange. So I can get away with Knight Delta 4, pawn Charlie 5, but then I can't get the Knight to Foxtrot 5. Because his bishop is still at home on Charlie 8. So Knight Delta 4 would set him a problem. Does he want to guard Foxtrot 5, or does he want to fianchetto? So does he want to play defensively or attack?
Yeah.
Okay, the game move is Knight Golf 3. It's at least a double purpose move. It's preparing to defend against a possible Queen Hotel 4 invasion to make it just a non-starter.
Yeah.
It also maybe prepares either Queen Foxtrot 3 or Queen Hotel 5, which I could have got with Knight Delta 4.
Yeah. I was also lurking at the Bella 5 square for my knight by playing knight on Delta 4. I think that's also an option if you play pawn Charlie 5. You have the queen move, and probably you can also play your knight on Bera 5.
Yeah, he has to play Bishop Bravo 7 before playing pawn Charlie 5.
Right.
So you're thinking maybe knight delta 4, Bravo 5, just to eliminate his strongest looking piece? Yeah?
Yes, that's an idea. That's the idea, yeah.
Okay. But one advantage of the knight on Golf 3, as opposed to Delta 4, is that you have options of Knight Hotel 5 or Knight Foxtrot 5, depending on how he plays. And Knight Hotel 5, it's beginning to nibble at Golf 7, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And also you've got David 4 if you want to play. You've got that extra option.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what is a little bit annoying me is that it's giving the move knight bishop Bella 7 for free, or almost for free.
Yeah. Well, that's what he plays, yeah. So, but this is one of the things, difficult to explain. If you push weaker players hard, sometimes you push them to finding a good position.
Yeah.
And you can give them a good position almost because you're forcing them to find the correct moves in reply. I was deliberately playing moves that don't do any great harm for me, but don't force him to make decisions. So I was giving him flexibility of choice.
Okay.
And this is what he got, Bishop Bravo 7. The game move for Black is Bishop Bravo 7. So, Knight Gold 3, Bishop Bravo 7, return. Again, I wanted to see what he was going to do, so I played a move I had to play anyway. I have to move the Delta pawn. There's two different pawn structures. There's either pawn delta 3 or pawn delta 4, and they will give totally different middle games.
Yeah. On the other hand, I think we should think twice before moving the bishop to Bella 7, because obviously. You want to attack on the king side, you're offering the Gustav 4 square for the queen if needed. That combined with a knight on Felix 5 can be, well, maybe not deadly, but annoying.
Yeah. Maybe he should just be playing bishop takes knight, golf 3.
Or maybe just developing his knight. Just play knight Charlie 6. Knight Charlie 6 cannot be that bad, and this knight can be relocated on Eva 7 on golf 6 or on Eva 5 and golf 6.
Eva 5 for a nice tempo on Charlie 4. Yeah.
Right, but if you take it,
he's
ripped out his pawns.
Yeah. Well, Black is clearly playing aggressively with the bishops. But I think he needs one defender. He needs something more defending the king's side.
And the two squares on the king's side are golf 7 and F. Aren't they? They're both unprotected only by the king.
Golf 7 and Hector 7, you say?
Yeah, both of them a week.
So there's targets on the king side. Mm. Yeah, he should be getting at least either a bishop or a knight over to the king side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the game move for White is pawn delta 4.
Why do you delay the move like queen golf 4 or knight Felix 5?
I want the bishop on Charlie 1 active. I want it with possibilities of coming out. If I play Queen Golf 4 now, it's telegraphing I'm going to play Knight Foxtrot 5.
Yes.
If he plays Pawn Golf 6, I want to be able to play Bishop Hotel 6 immediately.
Or Knight.
Or Knight. Yeah.
And you can play the Knight immediately, and then only then play Delta 3 or Delta 4.
I'm losing a piece if I play Knight Hotel 5 immediately. If I play Queen Golf 4, Pawn Golf 6, Knight Hotel...
You need to play Knight Felix 5 to Hotel 6. As you state, it's telegraphic, yes, but he has to do something about the threat. There is a real threat. Of moving the knight to Felix 5 and the queen to Golf 4. And it's not that easy for him to play the Golf 6 move, and it's weakening the pawn structure.
If you play Queen Golf 4 immediately, I think King Hotel 8 is required.
Okay.
And then if you come in Knight Foxtrot 5, there's Rook Golf 8. It's not very pleasant. I would then be looking to target Hotel 7.
Yeah, but if you play that, you lose your Felix 7 pawn to the bishop, so you don't want that either.
He loses him, at least in exchange, then. Because bishop takes Foxtrot 7, attacks the only defender to Golf 7. So maybe Queen Golf 4. Queen Golf 4 demands Pawn Golf 6 immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So. Or maybe, if you play Queen Golf 4, he might go Queen Delta 7. Okay. So White's played Pawn Delta 4. Just to have the Charlie 1 Bishop options of developments. And Black in the game plays Queen Delta 7. So this has stopped Queen Golf 4.
Now the White Bishop can fall back to Delta 3 again.
Yep. And if White had thought clever in the opening, maybe Pawn Delta 4 and Bishop Delta 3 could have been followed by Knight Echo 2. Yeah. And Bishop Delta 3, Queen Hotel 5. Black would probably go Pawn Golf 6, but you've got what you wanted, a slight weakening on the King side. Okay. So Black has just played Queen Delta 7, right? There's a cheap threat here after Queen Delta 7. It's a threat for Black, not White.
Yeah, what is the threat?
Queen Charlie 6.
Which threatens Queen takes Bishop Charlie 4 and Queen takes Golf 2 mates. Ouch. There is a defense. You have Queen Foxtrot 3. But you're losing a pawn. If he plays Queen takes Bishop Charlie 4, you play Queen takes, I play Queen takes Bishop Charlie's Bravo 7. Mm-hmm. But he can just play Queen takes Queen on a pawn, and not exactly what you want against somebody you're trying to, you want to fall into complications. You just simplified the game.
That's one of the reasons why I prefer to see the pawn on Delta 3 than on Delta 4 to avoid hanging pieces.
Yeah.
Black can play Bishop takes Golf 2 also.
The threat is bishop takes golf 2 as well. Yeah. So black's got two threats. Queen Charlie 6 or bishop takes golf 2. So both these threats have to be met.
Mm-hmm.
And bishop delta 3 will solve one of them. But then Queen Charlie 6, you have to do something about the mate. Oh, you've got bishop echo 4. So you're not losing a pawn on Charlie 3. Oh, but you, that's tricky. That has to be calculated. So bishop delta 3, queen Charlie 6, bishop echo 4, queen takes Charlie 3, bishop takes bravo 7, queen takes alpha 1.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop takes alpha.
Bishop takes alpha 8, and it looks as if white's won a piece there. So queen takes Charlie 3 is a blunder. So bishop delta 3... Queen Charlie 6 is not safe.
Yeah. So bishop bishop delta 3 is a safe move.
Yeah.
Bishop delta 3 can be played. Yeah.
And it's a square, right? Is it?
And it supports knight foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen house r5 would be an aggressive move. That would encourage, that would virtually force pawn golf 6. And then the white queen can drop back to, well, hotel 4 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But some pawn fox. So bishop delta 3 looks nice and aggressive. You'll be saddened to hear I didn't play it. All right, I found a different idea. I probably thought for about 10 minutes here. This was my first big think of the game. And I decided that I didn't want the bishop on bravo 7 to be in the game at all. I decided that in the long term, I would probably have more problems. Because if I played bishop delta 3, I was worried about moves like maybe pawn Charlie 5 and queen Charlie 6. I would have to play bishop echo 4, and then he retreats queen Charlie 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that the only way that he could probably force an exchange of light squared bishops on me by lining up queen Charlie 6 first and then retreat queen Charlie 7. So I decided that if light squared bishops were going to be forced off it, I was going to have it on my terms. So I retreated bishop echo 2. I retreated bishop echo 2.
Mm-hmm.
So the bishop is going to come to foxtrot 3, and let's see what he does. And besides which, It gives him another opportunity to make a move on his own. Okay. The game move for black is pawn Charlie 5. I'm not worried about taking my delta pawn. I'd be quite happy for him to take my delta pawn. I've got a passed pawn in the centre. Even though I've got hanging pawns, I reckon I can hold them.
Yeah, on double pawns.
Yeah, I think that maybe a knight Charlie 6 can be playable too.
Yeah, knight Charlie 6, drop back echo 7, come in golf 6, and just block up the king side.
Yeah.
You should be developing that knight. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, Black can have a quite comfortable game with knight Charlie 6, echo 7, golf 6, and then just centralise the rooks. And I'm not quite sure how I'd handle that. But he definitely needs one piece somewhere over on the king side. All right, he's played pawn Charlie 5. White in the game just carries on with the simple plan, bishop foxtrot 3, game move, bishop foxtrot 3.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't. Maybe I do. All right. He had quite a long think now. Don't know what the plan is. Don't know what the plan is. All right. Maybe I'm guessing what I wanted. I want him to invent ideas of his own, and he invented one. Oh, I think I see the plan. Is it? Is that a plan? Okay. The game moves Queen Charlie 7. Queen Charlie 7.
Why does he lose time instead of playing bishop takes bishop and then developing the knight? And it seems safe for black to play bishop takes bishop and then play the knight.
Yeah.
Or even the queen. Play bishop takes bishop and queen Charlie 6.
Maybe, yes. Yes, maybe.
Though maybe the knight is better on Charlie 6, because it can come across Echo 7, Golf 6 again.
Or the rook on Delta 8.
Or put the knight on Charlie 6 and come very heavy on the Delta file.
Right.
Play Charlie 5. Well, I'm not going to want to play Delta takes Charlie 5. I'm not going to want double Charlie ports. So he can time Charlie takes Delta 4 in such a way that he can have massive pressure on Delta 4. He can play Knight Charlie 6, play Rook Alpha Delta 8, Bishop Bravo 8, and then he's preparing Pawn takes Pawn, and I've got a target. Or he could play Rook Foxtrot Delta 8 at some point and drop back Bishop Foxtrot 8 to defend the king side. I think he's trying to tie down the knight on golf 3 to prevent it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Though again, he would have a fairly comfortable game by playing bishop takes bishop, foxtrot 3, develop, or play bishop takes golf 3 first, then bishop takes foxtrot 3, and then play knight Charlie 6, and he's got what he wants, a simplified game. All I've got is the slightly better pawn structure for an ending, maybe.
Yep.
Well, which might be enough to play with. All right. So the game move, he plays Queen Charlie 7, tying down the Golf 3 knight. All right, any ideas? White to flight, any ideas?
Yeah, you wanted to trade the bishop, so just tell him, hey guy, you've just lost one tempo by playing bishop takes bishop, queen takes bishop, and it's your move.
Bishop takes bishop, queen goes to L4.
Yeah, there's, again, he probably has to go pawn golf 6 at some point.
Or just to instate a threat by playing knight Felix 5. And then he has to do something. Both bishops are attacked and the queen is overloaded,
yeah. So knight foxtrot 5 and...
Okay, I like the plain idea of just playing bishop takes bishop and queen takes bishop and then the knight move probably.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of tactical ideas here to be considered.
Yeah.
Okay, bishop takes bishop, bravo 7 is fairly safe. There's no risk involved in bishop, and the bishop has to be traded at some point. There's also maybe it's not maybe not as stupid as looks. Maybe white could try pawn delta 5 here.
It's a pass pawn. Just pass.
Yeah. Black might then have to play something like pawn foxtrot 5 and transfer the bravo knight to foxtrot 6. Black might have to go pawn golf 6, pawn foxtrot 5, put the rook on the echo file and be prepared to drop back bishop foxtrot 8 to golf 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The idea has already been mentioned for the game move. The game move is knight foxtrot 5. Game move knight foxtrot 5. It comes with a cheap threat. You're going to play either knight. You're going to play bishop takes bishop bravo 7 first, and then knight takes delta 6, winning a piece. Thank you. You're also allowing bishop takes hotel 2 check in the middle of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to keep that. You just move your king and your threatening bishop takes bishop, queen takes king takes bishop.
Yeah. So if bishop takes hotel, it's black to move. If bishop takes hotel 2, king hotel 1 is forced, and then. It's black would probably have to drag the bishop back, but where can it go? If it goes to delta 6, you play your threat of bishop takes bishop bravo 7, and the black queen is overloaded. Black's losing a piece.
Right.
If the bishop comes back to foxtrot 4, what would happen?
Well, bishop takes bishop, queen takes bishop, bishop takes bishop.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Sorry, yeah, that's Charlie 1, bishop. Yeah, bishop takes bishop again, bravo 7. So bishop takes hotel 2, king hotel 1. The black bishop on hotel 2 has nowhere to retreat. So you have to analyse bishop to hotel 2, king hotel 1, bishop takes foxtrot 3, queen takes, and you've got a tempo attack on the alpha 8 rook. Black can move the knight somewhere, knight Charlie 6, or queen, if queen Charlie 6, you trade queen and play pawn gold 3, and the bishop is trapped on hotel 2. So if black plays bishop takes hotel 2, king hotel 1, bishop takes foxtrot 3, queen takes. If black plays knight delta 7, again you play pawn gold 3, trapping a piece. So there's a piece trap. So black calculates, bishop takes hotel 2, loses a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So black in the game instead plays knight Charlie 6. Game move knight Charlie 6.
Okay.
Well, I think he does. Let's check knight foxtrot 5. Yeah, knight Charlie 6. All right, it's white to play. Any ideas?
Well, first of all, black's idea of tying down the knight failed, so that's, you took advantage of that, which is good. It failed for tactical reasons.
You can try to play bishop hotel 6. If he takes, then bishop takes knight, bishop or queen takes bishop, and the queen goes for check, followed by checkmate. So we have to check, so it's probably not possible for him to, it's difficult for him to grab the bishop, but what else?
Okay, well, that's a crazy idea. Bishop hotel 6, yeah. And if he does nothing, you've got bishop takes pawn, golf seven, or knight takes pawn, golf seven, depending.
Question is, what can he do against the plan of pawn takes hotel six, knight takes bishop takes knight Charlie six, queen recaptures, or bishop recaptures, and then queen.
Gustav four.
Yes, he can play queen takes Gustav two, check, giving back the piece. Yes.
And in the process, black will have double hotel pawns and double foxtrot pawns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an endgame disaster waiting to happen.
Right.
All right.
That's right.
Let's see if white spotted this. In the game, white played bishop hotel six. Game move, bishop hotel six. So black now has serious problems. This wouldn't have happened had he played. It wouldn't be so bad if he had a rook on echo eight because he could retreat bishop fox plus eight. And none of this could work if black had transferred a piece to golf six, whether it's a bishop or a knight. Right, you're wondering what black is going to do, aren't you, after bishop hotel six?
I would think that there is nothing better than pushing Gustav two after playing the knight, the bishop takes hotel two check, and offering the rook.
And so you think
get the bishop trapped. Bishop maybe trapped, maybe, yes. It's not very good. But if you do nothing, it's going to be lost if you allow the Gustav 7 pawn to fall. So it's probably the only option, because the loss of the Gustav 7 is going to be fatal.
Yeah, losing the golf 7 pawn is just a long-term. It's just a long-term squeeze. All right. Black finds an idea. Black plays golf seven, takes hotel six. Okay. So he's saying prove it. Prove it.
Golf seven takes. Well. Bishop takes Charlie six.
This is the game move. Bishop takes Charlie six. It's all, yeah. And then the plan is to follow up with queen golf four check, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. You've missed something.
I missed something. Probably, yes.
Bishop hotel 5 will have the same effect.
Sure. Bishop hotel 5.
Is there a bishop Casper 6?
Oh, I see, getting the queen to golf 4. He might have time for King Hotel H, followed by Rook Golf Ace.
Then we have Knight takes Hotel 6, which can then take Foxtrot 7.
There's Queen on Charlie 7.
The Bishop protects on Hotel 5.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's an interesting mating pattern then. Okay. So instead of Bishop takes Charlie 6, you're looking at Bishop Hotel 5, which threatens Queen Golf 4 checks and 7 mates. Okay, so Bishop Hotel 5, King Golf 8. What then? Queen Golf 4 anyway, but that allows Rook Golf 8.
First, Knight takes Hotel 6 to prevent Rook.
Okay, but then you lose your mate on Golf 7.
The queen on will come to golf 4, which will then mate. The king can go nowhere because of the alley between the pawns.
No, the if the knight's on hotel 6, you've got no mate on golf 7. You need the knight on foxtrot 5 for a mate.
Yeah. Because you can't play knight takes Felix because the queen's on it.
I don't see any continuation after the king to hotel 8 for
no bishop hotel 5. It's, I don't think it's going to work.
Well, you get king hotel 8.
Now you play knight hotel 6. Yes, you've stopped rook golf 8, but you can't play queen golf 7 mate then.
Yeah, I've got knight. If the bishop, knight takes vector 6, the rook comes across, you've got knight Felix 7 check.
No, the rook stays where it is. If bishop's on hotel 5 instead of Charlie 6 to take me a piece, if bishop hotel 5, black king hotel 8, knight takes foxtrot 6, the rook stays exactly where it is on foxtrot 8.
Yeah. And if you play the knight to hotel 6, he has time to play bishop takes hotel 2 check, king moves, and bishop Felix 4, attacking the knight.
Which is undefended. Yep. Okay. So white has just played bishop takes foxtrot Charlie 6. The idea is that if black takes this piece, either a queen or bishop, queen golf 4 check to 7 is mate. So what has black seen? You clearly don't take the piece on Charlie 6.
No. Yeah, it's king hotel 8, but you win a piece.
No, I've won a shattered pawn structure. That's all. Yes, you're right. I go bishop takes bravo 7.
Yes, right.
And the queen is overloaded. I'm winning a piece. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
You got a piece up. Thank you, sir. And okay.
Yeah. His queen's overloaded, yeah. So king hotel 8 will not do because bishop takes bravo 7 and the delta 6 bishop is unprotected if queen takes bravo 7. And if black doesn't do queen takes bravo 7, you have just won a piece anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the piece on delta 6 that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. But if the piece moves to Hector 2, there still is a problem because you have your bishop on Bella 7, and after bishop takes bishop, if queen captures, then king takes hotel 2, and thank you for the piece. So it's not wonderful.
Well, providing we get a piece back in the middle of all this, the end game is going to be very enjoyable. It is going to be intensely hard work for Black to avoid the problems, because the king side previously would look after itself, and now it won't. So White is effectively going to be a pawn up in the ending, and it looks like it's going to be a rook ending.
Going to be a piece up because you have your knight. If you want to play bishop takes hotel two check.
Yeah.
And the king moves.
Yeah.
And you want to retreat the bishop then? Because if you don't retreat the bishop, I have my queen check move, and that's mate. Thanks. So he will have to play the king to hotel eight. That gives me time to play bishop takes bishop bella seven, queen takes, and king takes hotel two, and I still have my knight on Felix five. It's a piece up.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens then. I mean, even if the worst comes to the worst, and we don't win a piece in this, the end game is going to be very pleasant for White. Black in the game plays bishop takes pawn hotel two check.
Okay.
King hotel one is forced.
Yes.
All right, where are we? Helps you read the game score. So, let's just make sure I've got this right. We played bishop hotel six, golf takes hotel. We played bishop takes Charlie, bishop takes hotel two, yeah. King hotel one. Black in the game now plays bishop foxtrot four.
Okay. Yes,
you're good at that. So if you check, it brings the bishop back to...
Yeah, golf five.
Golf five.
But he's lost a piece, hasn't he? You already took a knight, you can take the bishop now.
Well, if bishop... Then he can play queen, takes bishop, you know.
And White's won a piece.
How?
You took the knight, now you're taking a bishop. You lose.
But you lost the bishop on hotel six.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
But you lost the bishop on hotel six, but you won two pieces on the queen side for light squared bishop, so it's cancelling out.
But...
How about Felix?
Yeah, you can play Felix four anyway, so... So I think you must play in the. It's too dangerous to leave the bishop on Charlie six. So probably you have to play bishop takes bishop bella seven now.
Which forces him to play queen takes anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, but what would your follow up be? You're quite right. You can't. You don't leave the bishop hanging on Charlie six.
I think I still. Let's see.
You can take the four.
Sorry, go on.
Previous a four.
Yeah.
If bishop. And
he has to play bishop golf five because otherwise queen golf seven is mate.
Can he play Felix four?
And the bishop is pinned.
Yeah,
so, okay. are you doing this before a bishop trade or after?
Before.
after. You trade the before bishop first.
Trade the. That's right. So the game move is bishop takes bishop bravo seven.
Yeah, queen takes.
Otherwise, queen takes is absolutely utterly forced. Otherwise, you might as well resign.
Queen g four.
Queen takes bravo seven. Yeah, game move, bishop takes bravo 7, queen takes bravo 7, all game moves. Game move for white, queen golf 4 check, threatening mate on golf 7.
Yeah, so bishop covers.
The bishop comes back to golf 5. The game move for white is
Felix 4.
Game move, pawn foxtrot 4, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What have you planned now against black playing queen echo 4?
Probably rook eva 1 or something like that.
Rook anna eva 1. Yeah, because then the queen cannot stay on the four. Oh, she's got no, she hasn't. She has to probably play queen takes Charlie 2 for the sake of it. So queen echo 4 is not a problem here by black. You just play rook alpha echo 1, and the black queen must move somewhere. She can't keep the pin on the foxtrot pawn. And white's big threat is simply pawn takes bishop and pawn takes one of the pawns. Threatening the mate again. So what defense has black got against pawn takes bishop golf 5 followed by pawn takes either pawn to threaten the mate on golf 7?
Well, first, it's doubly defended. You have two pawns. You have pawn on Felix 6 and Hotel 6. So,
if it's white to play again, you can play knight takes Hotel 6 check, followed by pawn takes pawn on golf 5.
That's right. Probably you want to play that first and or.
Maybe arrange rook to golf 8.
So you're thinking of king hotel 8 and rook golf 8?
Yeah.
It's about the only way to avoid losing two pawns, I think. The threat is knight takes hotel 6 check, followed by pawn takes bishop, which protects your knight. And then there's things like rook takes fox on 6. It's just very unpleasant. All right, so the game for black is king hotel 8. So now you can't play knight takes hotel 6 because you'd just be giving a piece away.
Then we can take pawn takes bishop.
Yeah, game move for white is box top 4 takes golf, bishop golf 5.
You do have to watch out for an attack
on golf 2. Yeah, I have to be worried about getting mated on golf 2. So black has played king hotel 8. White has played foxtrot 4 takes golf 5. I think the game move for black is fairly obvious. It's game move is rook golf 8.
Right.
Okay, that's a fairly obvious threat. Rook takes golf 5. Queen moves, intending to mate me on golf 2.
Yeah.
Are you still poor? What was the material?
Your piece up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 pawns against 7. So you're a piece for a pawn ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to lose a second pawn? Probably.
On King Hotel 8, you've played Felix takes Gustav 5?
These have been played. These are game moves. King Hotel 8 has been played. Pawn takes pawn, golf 5 has been. Pawn takes bishop, golf 5 has been played.
Okay. So I assume.
And black has played rook golf 8.
Why not Felix takes Gustav 5?
Okay, because he thinks she's getting an attack on my king.
But how?
It takes golf five.
The golf five is defended. It's defended by the hotel six pawn. At the moment.
He is planning an attack down the golf file on me.
Well, how about you, Felix three? Why?
It's black to play at the moment. All right, put the black book on golf eight back on foxtrot eight.
Yeah.
The black king has moved king hotel eight.
Right.
The white has played pawn takes bishop and it's black to play.
Okay.
So if you play foxtrot takes golf five.
Yes.
White can play what? Knight takes hotel six. And then black has to do something about the golf five pawn. All right, black can have three pawns against one on the king side.
Yeah.
White's got quite a lot of hard work to do there. There's still a game to be won now.
Yeah, you will play Felix six. You are a piece up.
It's hard.
It's one. You are a piece up, but it's still a fight.
It's one, but there's a good 20 moves to go, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. So after King Hotel eight, it's white to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I've played pawn takes bishop. Now it's him to play. Yeah, he should play foxtrot takes golf five here.
Yeah.
Really?
So actually, has white got something like queen hotel five takes hotel six? Is that slightly more efficient? No, really.
Yeah.
Did black play rook golf eight?
Yeah, well, we're discussing black's move. Black is going to play rook golf eight.
Oh, okay. Do you think about
it? In the pawn. But we're looking at foxtrot takes golf five as an alternative.
Well, then he's just down a piece, isn't he? There's no counterattack.
Okay, but you go knight takes hotel six, and he has to go pawn foxtrot six. It's a one ending. It's a one ending, all right. But you've got the job of winning it. You've got to pass delta pawn whenever you want.
And your piece up.
Right, so. And a piece of a mobile and okay, that's a simple win. All right, so that's a slow resignation for him. Let's see what happens when he plays rook golf eight. Game moves rook golf eight. All right, this gives me a chance of blundering to a mate on golf two, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's white to play. Black has just played rook take golf eight. What are you going to do?
Right.
His next move is going to be rook takes top five.
Yes. Obviously, it's going to be. So if we play.
Just protect that golf pawn again, just with the rook, or you play queen fox right three, too, is that right here?
Yeah, queen fox three.
He's like more forcing, yeah.
So if he trades queens, you take with the rook, and you're happy to lose, or are you just accepting you're losing the golf pawn? Okay, queen fox dot three is safe.
He's still a piece of.
Oh yeah, you play. Yes, you have. You have the option of playing the knight takes hotel six. You play rook takes gustav five. You play knight. Uh-huh. Knight takes fake seven check. And if queen takes knight, pawn is pinned. So you will grab the rook with queen takes rook gustav five. So you get the rook free.
And the alternative is knight takes hotel six, rook takes golf five, knight takes foxtrot seven check, king moves, knight takes golf five. because knight takes fox dot seven, fox, rook, and king.
Okay.
Let's see if white finds it. The game move for white is knight takes pawn, hotel six. Maybe his best move here is rook golf six. But I think white could probably play something like rook takes pawn, foxtrot six. All right, if he plays rook golf six, rook takes foxtrot six is simple. Yeah, and threatening something takes foxtrot seven. With knight takes fox dot seven with check, and he's threatening rook takes rook. So he did in fact play rook takes pawn golf five. And the game move for white, as pointed out, is knight takes pawn fox dot seven check. So. If the king moves, we play knight takes rook, and we'll be a whole rook up.
And if the attack.
If queen takes fox dot seven, he's walked into a pin up the foxtrot file.
Yep.
So you can play queen takes rook golf five.
Wow.
So if pawn takes, he loses a queen on fox dot seven, he's a whole rook down. So he found the third option.
Resigns. I think it's got wrong. Everything goes wrong here.
Yeah. So it would have been better for him to leave the rook on foxtrot 8 and take the pawn on golf 5, and we'd have had about another 20 moves, maybe. Okay, reset the pieces.
So where did he go wrong?
I think he should have simplified with bishop takes knight on golf 3, and he should definitely have had a piece somewhere on the king side. Whether it was a fianchetto bishop on golf 7 or a bishop on golf 6 or a knight on golf 6, it doesn't really matter. One piece should have gone back to the king side. And maybe shuttering the queen's bishop was too optimistic. Though as it happens, it got traded off.
A kingside attack on you with two bishops pointing over here, but they did nothing to protect his kingside.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it? It looks nice and aggressive.
Yeah. Like that's not true with the bishops. If they attack one side, they'll defend the other side.
Yeah, the whole key to the combination really was white is able to get knight foxtrot five in. But it was the bishop hotel six that had to be found. And it wouldn't have worked as well if black had done a precautionary rook echo eight in the first place. Before playing moves like Charlie five.
Good game.
He thought he was preventing the knight from moving there, but he didn't. That's off. If you think you're accomplishing something and it doesn't work, look out.
Well, without the idea of bishop hotel six, the attack just wouldn't work. Because whenever queen golf four comes in, it's pawn golf six. But the straight hit of Bishop Hotel 6, either winning an exchange or a golf 7 pot. It's just too much, and his position fell apart.
That was a killing move.
Yeah. All right.
Okay for me.
Yeah.
Ready?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Everyone ready? Okay. Anyone not ready?
Second. Yeah, ready.
Okay. Next game, I am playing black.
You're playing black.
Uh-huh. I am black.
That's new.
It's going to be a Dutch defence, so you can pick either side you want. Again, it's going to be a game sorted out with a tactic. It's not going to last long. It's similarly brutal as the previous game. My opponent is rated 1835. This was played in round 3. I lost round 2 to the strongest player in the event, 22-25. He just ground me down with a better pawn structure. I let my queen side majority become fixed, and he was able to expand with an extra king and an extra pawn on the king side. So he just outplayed me in a rook and pawn ending, basically. So, game begins. Move 1, delta 4. Move 1 for black, pawn foxtrot 5. White in the game move plays knight Charlie 3. This is called the Raphael system. I don't know which Raphael it is named after.
Not the artist.
I very much doubt that. It won't be Raphael Vaganian. It won't be Raphael the Archangel.
The turtle.
Sorry?
Donatello, Raphael, and what was the third guy?
Right. Those guys.
Oh, one of the three musketeers.
The turtles.
Ninja, the turtles. Ah.
We're named after turtles.
Happy together. Okay, so it's a relative of the Staunton Gambit. White is looking to get in a very early pawn echo 4. Black can play pawn delta 5 here. I don't know if white can play pawn foxtrot 3 and take it into a Staunton Gambit again. You can have a big argument about the echo 4 square.
Bob 6 or Eva 6?
Either will. If you play echo 6, white can play pawn echo 4.
Yeah.
And if you play golf 6, White might start coming at you with pawn hotel 4.
Mm-hmm. Knight 6 looks like the most natural.
Yeah.
If you don't stop pawn echo 4, white will do it next move anyway.
Yeah, don't make it easy for him.
But as a matter of consistency, could have played echo 4 on move 2. If that's what he wants to do, and it's not bad, and why interleave a move like knight Felix 3 first?
Charlie 3, you mean?
Charlie
3.
You play
the knight's on Charlie 3.
Oh, the knight is on Charlie 3, not on Felix 3. Oh, okay.
Yeah, knight Charlie 3, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I messed it up.
Yeah. So the argument here is over the echo 4 square.
Mm.
The most popular move for black is pawn delta 5.
Really?
Then we play knight Felix 6, probably.
Yeah, this is the game move. The game move is knight foxtrot 6. And the game move for white is bishop golf 5.
Yeah.
Threatening to take the piece and play pawn echo 4. Again, there are two main moves here, possibly three. It might be a little late for pawn golf 6 now. I'm not quite sure about the pawn structure of golf 6 and doubled foxtrot pawns.
Mm-hmm.
Black can play pawn delta 5 here, and white can play bishop takes knight echo, and echo takes, echo 7 takes foxtrot 6.
He could play knight either 4.
And that's also known. That is also known. Yeah.
And knight Charlie 6 with the idea of playing the knight on Eva 5 and golf 6 if needed. Knight Charlie 6.
If you play knight Charlie 6, white's got a pawn on delta 4, so you can't play knight echo 5. But
no,
you could.
If he pushes the pawn. If he pushes the pawn.
Oh. Oh, he won't push. He won't push.
Okay.
All right. So bishop golf 5. Again, I think the grandmasters probably recommend pawn delta 5 here.
Charlie 6, delta 5. Charlie 6 first, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I would play knight Charlie 6, but or Charlie 6. Not delta 5 immediately, but yes, you're right. It seems to be good also to play delta 5. Just I wouldn't play it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the safe and solid move is the game move. It's pawn echo 6. Game move, pawn echo 6. Which gives white the freedom to play pawn echo 4 without it being a possible sacrifice. And this is the game move. White in the game plays pawn echo 4.
Yes, of course. And you have to play pawn takes pawn now.
Yeah. You're not going to allow pawn echo 5. It doesn't actually win a piece. Because if pawn echo 5, you can play pawn hotel 6. But there's all sorts of ideas involving maybe bishop takes knight or just retreating the bishop. And you have to expand with pawn golf 5. The pawn structure gets shattered for black in these sorts of ideas.
Gotta watch out for Queen Hotel 5 check.
And Queen Hotel 5 checks always in the air somewhere around.
Yeah.
So I think pawn takes pawn is effectively forced. So the game move for black is foxtrot 5 takes echo 4. And the game move for white is knight takes echo 4.
Yeah. Bishop Eva 7?
Bishop Eva 7, yeah.
If you don't do that, you're running into moves like knight takes knight, pawn takes knight, queen, hotel 5, check, and you've lost castling rights. So the game move, again, is bishop echo 7. White to play. Any ideas?
Bishop takes Felix 6.
Yeah, bishop takes Felix 6.
So you're removing the defender while leaving your active knight on echo 4 to be an attacker.
Yeah.
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 This is the game move. Bishop takes knight, foxtrot 6, 4. So white and black in the game plays bishop takes bishop, foxtrot 6.
So you've got two bishops.
You got the bishop pair, but white can eliminate it whenever white wants.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look. Where's the game score? All right, so bishop takes, fox or six for black.
Knight takes three or charlie three, maybe. Pawn charlie three. It's solid and
Sorry?
Pawn charlie three, I would say.
Yeah, well, the moves can be played in probably any move order here. In the game, white plays knight, foxtrot 3. Right, so it's white to construct the system, really. Knight foxtrot 3, back in the game, castles kingside.
Okay.
Just wants to, all right. White in the game goes bishop down to 3. White plays bishop down to 3. That's right. Now it's black to come up with an idea.
Pawn bella 6? No.
You could probably play pawn bella 6 because white can't easily get a piece to. Oh. White could play knight takes bishop followed by bishop echo 4 to be annoying.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but you can. You can play knight charlie 6 probably at this moment or something like that,
which forces white to do something because there's a threat of winning a pawn on delta 4.
Mm-hmm.
So and the threat is to play bishop takes delta 4. If you play knight charlie 6 followed by knight takes charlie 4, you have to be careful about knight takes fox dot 6 check, you take with the queen. But then bishop takes hotel 7 check, and you're losing your knight on delta 4, so you're not really winning a delta 4 pawn.
But there is nothing on. Yes, there is something on delta 7.
Yes, pawn on delta 7.
What's your line again?
If black tries knight charlie 6, you're threatening to win a pawn.
No. I play knight charlie 6 only if I play pawn bella 6 before.
But the queen's on delta 8.
Yes, I have the queen on delta 8. It's my move now. You have played your move instead of. You have played bishop delta 3.
I
suggest to play pawn bella 6.
Oh, pawn bella 6, right.
Instead of the other move, I suggest bella 6.
So, pawn bella 6 is a possibility. So pawn bella 6 is a possibility. Pawn bella 6. Well, you could play. Is there something tricky involving knight on foxtrot 3 to golf 5?
Aha. Why should that be tricky? Let me see. What is the threat?
There probably isn't. Oh, there's a mate on hotel 7.
But you lose a piece. Bishop takes gold 5. It's attacked twice by the queen also.
Yeah, it doesn't work. All right, queen hotel 5. You can play pawn gold 6 to be simple, and then white has to play queen takes bishop gold 5. Okay.
There is no mate after
there's
your.
No mate. Yeah, there's no mate.
I just retrieved the bishop to hotel 6, and you are playing a piece down, and I have ample time to bring back the queen and the bishop. So you've lost a piece and no mate. Okay.
Pawn gold 4. You go bishop bravo 7. Bishop bravo 7, you're getting out just in time.
Right.
Because if pawn gold 5 comes in, you've got time for bishop to.
Bishop takes knight, mate. No.
Yeah, you have. You got bishop takes knight because the hotel 1 rook's in a pin.
Right.
Yes, no, you play bishop
I have to be careful about the bishop on delta 3.
You mean knight? If you play bishop, it's gold 5, there's knight foxtrot 3 check. Knight foxtrot 6 check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you then play rook takes, and your king's got a flight square via echo 7.
Yep.
So it looks frightening, but you can just about survive. Okay. But white doesn't have to play any of this. If you go bravo 6, bishop bravo 7, white can just go queen echo 2, castle queen side, and just sit on the position for a while. And then play pawn hotel 4 and knight fox at 3 to golf 5.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay.
Okay. All right. So white's got a comfortable position. Black in the game plays knight Charlie 6. White in the game doesn't try for anything fancy. White in the game plays pawn Charlie 3. Right. Black should play. White should play pawn Charlie 3. Any ideas? Black has just played knight Charlie 6, followed by white playing pawn Charlie 3.
Oh, we must do something about this bishop on Charlie 8. So I would still consider the move pawn Bella 6.
Yeah. Yeah, that's safe, solid. Gain shift to it, and then you can play knight echo 7 and maybe strengthen the king's side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this seems the natural way to deal. Bishop now.
If you want to be more aggressive, you can try Delta 5 followed by Eva 5 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what Black has got to be careful about is. Black shouldn't be played to moves like pawn golf 6. Because white will just take on fox on 6. Get castle and queen side in with the queen on, say, Charlie 2. Castle and queen side, and then white will just throw the hotel pawn down the board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black goes aggressive. Black plays pawn delta 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the game, plays knight takes bishop foxtrot 6. What to play? Any ideas?
Well, you're not going to take with the pawn, and I can't see the value of play taking with the rook. I'll take with the queen.
I don't like the move knight takes fake six for the bishop on fake six is not that good. So I think I would rather retreat the knight rather than exchanging it. But okay, that's done for now.
Well, if you retreat knight golf three, black will play pawn echo five.
I don't like that delta 5, but black will lead to a weak delta 6 square, a weak pawn, and a weak delta 5 square.
Either side is very weak. I
think it's better to take with the pawn, and it opens the golf fire, it protects the Gustav 5 square, and we move the king to Hector 8 and move a rook to Gustav 8. So it's better than playing rook takes knight or queen takes knight.
Okay. Nobody going to flip a three-sided coin?
Excuse me?
Nobody going to flip a three-sided coin?
Throw a die.
You should have got imbalance if you play with a gut, take the gut off, Paul. Certainly imbalance.
Yeah. Okay, the game move is Gustav takes, pawn takes, knight. So golf 7, pawn takes, knight, foxtrot 6. Well, the idea is to leave her in pawn echo 5. Which liberates the Charlie 8 bishop. And threatens pawn echo 4, winning.
Well, what is wrong with the queen castle 2, castle queen side, right? The black, the white.
Nothing really. Then we can have an opposite wing attack.
Yeah.
Okay, right in the game, does play queen Charlie 2. Queen Charlie 2. Tempo attack on Hotel 7, by the way.
The black king is weakened already.
Who wants to protect the pawn by playing pawn foxtrot 5?
I don't know. I think you do need to get Echo 5 in there.
It's asking for Gustav 5, isn't it?
Oh. It's asking for trouble. Well, you will play Golf 4 and this kind of move.
Gustav 4.
Yes. It's too
dangerous. You'd probably prepare it with castle's queen side, put the delta rook on golf 1, and then you start blasting the pawn golf 4.
I think it's just enough to play the queen on Eva 7, and it does a job, and for the moment, it still covers the golf 5 pawn at the critical square. And, so queen Eva 7 is a possible move. What else? What do we have else? We can consider playing the rook on Felix 7-2. The queen or the rook, yes. Which one?
Yeah, it has to be one or the other.
Which one?
Well, if you put your queen on e7, it's a black square, so it's reasonably safe.
We can also try to bait white by playing king on hotel 8, and it will be difficult. Will take a lot of time to save the bishop if you play bishop takes Hector 7. It's still dangerous on the account of white will play one day or another pawn goal 4, but. Yeah, that's also an idea. I think that's a rook or. But I wonder if it's safe for white to grab the pawn if you play the king on hotel 8. Not sure.
It's not. If the black goes king hotel 8, bishop takes hotel 7, pawn foxtrot 5.
Right.
Threatens to win the piece immediately. Bishop golf 6.
Right.
Queen golf 5, and the bishop has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Queen golf 5 is knight. Mm. Well, you could go rook golf 8. Mm. Rook golf 8, bishop hotel 5, and rook takes golf 2. Not clear, is it?
Yeah, but white.
White castle. White's getting in first on the king side. Yeah.
Yes.
If queen echo 7. If queen echo 7.
It's too risky.
If queen echo 7. White castle's queen side. If then pawn echo 5. White goes pawn takes pawn. Black goes pawn takes pawn. White then goes one of the rooks to echo 1. And then pawn echo 4 is no good. Oh, it is, because you're playing pawn takes bishop hitting the white queen. So queen echo 7 might well do the job. In the game, black chose rook foxtrot 7. Okay. I think just keeping a guard on the delta 5 pawn. So rook foxtrot 7 was preferred over queen echo 7.
Okay.
Right.
It does not prevent, you cannot prevent white from castling long anyway. So.
No, you can't. So queen, Charlie 2 been played. Rook foxtrot 7 been played. White castle game move. White castle's queen side. Right. This is a move you'll never find. Black should go pawn echo 5 here. You've been setting your pawn echo 5 up. If nothing else, it has the idea of bishop golf 4 and maybe taking bishop takes foxtrot 3.
Not sure. I think I would let white come and play at least one or two development moves like bishop delta 7, alpha 5, and. You have a rook on delta 1, I have a queen on delta 8. For the moment, my pawn on delta 5 is safe, and there is not much you can do for. I wouldn't be so eager to play Eva 5 immediately. I think I would play bishop delta 7 or alpha 5, or pawn alpha 5. Probably pawn alpha 5.
Yeah. Pawns start going.
Yeah. There's also queen delta 6 to foxtrot 4, which as a way of solving the queen problem. Or queen fox rotate to hotel 6. Mm-hmm. Followed by bishop delta 7 and maybe centralise the rook. All right. Black in the game, you won't believe this, plays rook bravo 8.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, well, the idea is obvious. Pawn bravo 5, 4.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what happens then.
You want
to be aggressive. You could just play pawn bravo 5 straight out.
If he takes it, you know it's on Charlie 6 hangs.
Yeah, but you do something like that, but now you got an open file on his kid. Anyway.
Well, where does the knight go?
Well, details.
Well, it made him think for 20 minutes. So it can't be all that bad.
Well, again,
well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
How about Gustav 4, just attack on the king side? Gustav 4, four. Yeah.
Or rook Gustav 1 first and then Gustav 4, yes. Yes, I like the idea of Gustav 4 or prepare it with rook Gustav 1.
Black might be prepared to push past whenever you get the advanced pawn gold 5 coming in. Black can safely then commit to pawn foxtrot 5. You'd have to be careful about pawn gold 6 forking pawn and rook, but maybe at the right moments black should play rook gold 7, which prepares pawn foxtrot 5 as a defense. All right. White in the game plays rook hotel echo 1.
Oh. So it's not going to play on the king side, it's playing in the centre. Oh. Why the hotel rook? Why not the.
It prevents.
David.
David rook keeps ideas of a pin on the delta 8 queen. If black goes pawn echo 5, there might be tricky problems after an exchange involving bishop Charlie 4. If black ever plays pawn echo 5 and white delta takes echo, fox takes echo, white's got bishop Charlie 4. This was another reason for playing rook bravo 8, intending pawn bravo 5 to stop bishop Charlie 4 as well in the middle of the sequence.
Why is it time to go down to that weakness instead of doing the pawn storm on the king side? Tough decision.
Well, we still have candidate moves would be bishop delta 7, pawn alpha 5, or rook golf 7.
Yeah, I'm thinking rook golf 7 with the idea of bishop delta 8. Maybe queen delta 6 first. Bishop delta 7 to echo 8 to golf 6 to neutralize the light squares.
Yeah.
But the bishop golf 6 can be stopped by knight hotel 4.
Ah bon?
Black Rose, you go ahead with golf 5. He's preparing it.
What am I fighting with?
Okay. So there's lots of ideas to be thrown around by black here. And there's nothing wrong with just getting on with development. Yeah. Maybe queen fox rot 8 to hotel 6. Put the rook on golf 7. See what white does. Put the bishop on delta 7. And then just see what white does.
But you have already played your move on with the rook on beta 8, so it's logical to proceed and play alpha 5 beta 5 or beta 5 alpha 5.
All right. The safe plan is queen fox to hotel 6. Put bishop delta 7 and centralize the alpha rook and just maybe to the echo file and just sit there and then maybe rook golf 7, see what white does. See this pawn structure of delta 5, echo 6, fox rook 6 prevents the white pieces coming in. They've got no entry squares.
I agree with the move on Queen Felix 8, but not to move it to Hector 6, because when the Queen is on Felix 8, you also aim at Alpha 3. So it's still consistent with the initial plan of pushing the A and B pawn. But after you've played the Queen to Hotel 6, the location is less good for the Queen.
If you try advancing the queenside pawns, you can get Bravo 5, Alpha 5, Bravo 4, Alpha 4 in, but they can't go any further when White pushes past his pawn Charlie 4. Ah, they can. You can get pawn Bravo 3 in.
Okay,
look. All right, so there's lots of ideas for Black here to be sifted through. Black in the game plays pawn Bravo 5.
Another thing is just start a plan. Usually you should continue it.
Yeah. If you start a plan, that's.
Of course, not all.
Alright. White in the game plays rook echo 3.
Yeah. It's going to come round to the Hector file or double up on the.
Going after your weakness on that.
So, it's obvious what this white rook is planning. It's planning kingside activity in front of the pawns.
Yeah.
Let's go for beta 4 then.
You'd have to be prepared to sacrifice a pawn, because white will go Charlie 4. And the only way you can then get open lines is to play pawn Bella, pawn Bravo 3.
Yes. Of course, I have to do that.
You've got to be careful about your Echo 6 pawn, though. No,
the Echo 6 is safe. No.
Black, we're not going to play Delta 6 Charlie 4, obviously, yeah.
Because after I've played beta 3, you have to play alpha 2 takes beta 3.
Yeah. And you can then come in knight bravo. You can come in knight bravo 4, but it can't go any further.
Yeah.
Though you could eliminate some of the pressure on the light squares by playing knight takes delta 3.
Yeah, we've got less of an attack, haven't you? And I might have the biggest kick it past to the centre. What have you gained?
That's a loss.
You know, well, it's always got King David 2 to either 2 and say, so you've got a tap on the King Queen side, so what?
You know, King runs across to Foxtrot 1, doesn't it? Yeah. If need be.
Yeah.
So maybe this plan of Rook Bravo 8 and Pawn Bravo 5. It's a little bit misconceived.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look. So, where are we? Rook Hotel. Sorry, Rook Echo 3. Right, Black in the game now plays Queen Delta 6.
After pawn Bela 4, after pawn Bela 5. Rook Echo 3.
Black has played pawn Bravo 5. White has played Rook Echo 3. Black has played Queen Delta 6. These are all game moves.
Queen Delta 6, yes, okay, I see.
It also protects Charlie 6 knights if it need be in the middle of a combination. Mm-hmm. Very long term, there's ideas of going pawn Bravo 4, get the pawn to Alpha 4, play pawn Bravo 3, mm-hmm. and when white takes, you play pawn Alpha 3. But that's a very, very, very long way off. And besides, when you play pawn Bravo 4, white can go pawn Charlie 4 with the idea of pawn Charlie 5. So maybe this queenside activity isn't quite coordinating.
How about knight d2 for white?
With the idea of...
Well, knight to Gustav, but to Bella 1 if necessary, or and look at to start with.
All right, so removing the foxtrot knight for white permits the echo rook to swing across sideways somewhere.
Yeah. To Hector 3, and you've got 3 on the Hector pawn, and you're more or less forced to play Felix 5 or something.
Or Queen Echo 7.
Echo 7.
All right. You get the audience idea. The white knight should move, but it's not Delta 2.
Oh, right.
But Paul. I am wondering whether white has something with bishop takes pawn check, rook takes pawn, queen golf 6 check, rook moves or king moves, and queen on Eva 8 check again, or something like that. In other words, can we sacrifice a bishop on Hector 7? Immediately.
Well, if bishop takes Hector 7.
Yes, bishop takes Hector 7. Rook takes Hector 7. Okay?
Yeah.
Queen moves to Gov 7 then. Check.
Rook 6 check. King Hotel 8.
King Hotel 8. Yeah, but then on King Hotel 8, I have. What do I have? I have, of course, Queen. I have Queen Eva 8. Anyway, Queen Eva 8 check.
King Golf 7 is forced.
Queen Golf 7 is forced, and then I don't see that far, so let me see.
You've got to be careful now because the Bravo 8 rook is protected by the knight on Charlie 6, so the Charlie 8 bishop has got a free move somewhere.
Yeah. Yes, but I make use that rook on Eva 3. So can I find a useful move for the knight or not? Maybe knight hotel 4, maybe. Knight on f4, you will grab it on knight eva5 or knight eva2. The idea is to give a check with a rook on hotel 3, on Gustav 3, of course. So we must see if we can find a good square for that knight. I want to give you a check on golf 3. So that's the idea for now. Does it work? It's another issue.
How about knight to 4?
So in the game position, you're suggesting.
So if we play knight hector 4, for instance, or knight eva 5, knight hector 4, okay, knight hector 4.
And then we stress the bishop takes.
Excuse me?
And then you the threat of bishop takes pawn, rook takes, knight, come to Gustav 6 or queen Gustav 6 and to the check.
The bishop cannot take. The bishop, there is a pawn on eva 6. So the bishop can do nothing.
No, he's suggesting white bishop takes hotel. He's suggesting knight hotel 4 followed by bishop takes hotel 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Knight hotel 4 prepares the echo 3 rook to swing over.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the game move. White in the game plays knight hotel 4.
Coming across. To have a 3, hector 3, and bishop takes hector 7, and so on.
Alright, so. Let's see what happens. R5, rook echo 3 has been played, queen delta 6 has been played, knight hotel 4 has been played. It's black to play. White has just played knight hotel 4.
Okay. I still have not seen a refutation of the knight of the move I suggest. That was bishop takes hotel 7 followed by knight to hotel 4. Maybe there is one, but I haven't seen it so far.
So you want to play, put the knight back on foxtrot 3. You want to play bishop takes pawn check.
Bishop takes pawn check.
Queen golf six check. King hotel 8. Queen echo 8 check. King golf 7. And then knight hotel 4.
Yes, that's the idea.
What about queen foxtrot 8? Oh, lose a queen to rook golf 8. Golf 3 check.
Doesn't work.
Queen echo 7.
You want to play queen echo 7.
Well, you play rook golf 3 check.
Yes, I play
followed by queen golf 6 h.
This loses immediately for
So it has to be knight echo 7.
So it has to be knight echo 7. Can it be knight echo 7? Knight echo 7, knight echo 7.
It's still a mate. You play rook golf 3 check. King hotel 6, rook golf 6 check, and if knight takes, queen takes his mate. So after rook golf 6 check, king hotel 5, and then you've got all sorts of lovely ideas.
On knight eva 7, I still have rook on Gustav 3 check.
Yeah, and then this is the mating attack, and then king hotel 6 followed by rook golf 6 check.
This is mating.
Then you have, and then you have to go king hotel 5. Black has to go king hotel 5. But then you run into all sorts of discovered checks from the rook.
Certainly, a lot of tactical changes for white here.
Yeah. Everything says it should work. All right, so bishop takes pawn. Looks very strong. Okay, white in the game has played knight hotel 4. Black in the game plays pawn echo 5.
No, does not change it.
Maybe instead of pawn echo 5, black could play queen foxtrot 4 there. But white might go rook hotel 3. Or rook goal 3 check first and then rook hotel 3. Yeah, oh, you can't move the rook, it's pinned.
It's not pinned for the moment. After you've played the pawn on either 5, you can.
No. Instead of pawn echo 5, I'm suggesting queen foxtrot 4.
Yes.
Just get star 3 and kick it away.
Yeah, but then you don't get your rook across to the third rank. Mm-hmm. And black would retreat knight hotel 6, preventing the combination.
All right, you just the king to battle 1 and you can activate it.
Queen takes hotel 4 knight.
It's better. Holy
shit. So maybe Queen Foxtrot 4 forces. Maybe forces the knight back to foxtrot 3.
If we play queen delta 2, we remove the pin and.
Queen takes knight, hotel 4.
Yes, queen takes knight on hotel 4.
So queen foxtrot 4 is a bit of an annoyance.
Right.
Bishop takes pawn check doesn't work as well then, does it? Rook takes queen golf 6 check, king hotel 8, queen echo 8 check, king. Oh, there's a perpetual there. There's a perpetual for white between queen echo 8 and queen golf 6 check if white wants.
Well, you are in trouble if you grab the knight because I have rook hotel 3. Chasing the queen, and then I will be able to play either rook Gustav 3 check or queen coming on hotel 6. You might run into trouble here.
So after queen foxtrot 4, white simply plays king bravo 1, and if queen takes knight, she plays rook hotel 3 or rook gold 3 check first.
Well,
so there's going to be a strong attack, isn't there?
Yeah, what's nice about queen delta 2 is that it puts the queen back on the way to the king side, and moving the king does not. For the moment, white is a piece down, yes, but the king is not very safe for black. So. And after you've played the rook on hotel 3 anyway, you still have the possible move of bishop takes hotel 7 check. And it looks dangerous to grab the knight on hotel 4 with the queen.
If the queen is still on Casper 2, if you take the knight, rook to hector 3, the queen, bishop takes, pawn check, rook takes, queen takes,
Rook. No, you don't, after bishop takes hotel 7, you don't play rook takes, you just move the king somewhere.
What I'm saying is you've got opening lines to black and the black king.
Yeah, but you don't, after bishop takes hotel 7 check, the king would go foxtrot 8 to echo 7.
Right.
White can still pile in, but I don't think you're gonna get a mate.
Well,
still inconvenient.
Yes, but after you've played the move that you have played, that is Eva 5, you are still exposed to the rook checking in goal 3, followed by bishop takes hotel 7. Check, or bishop takes hotel 7 immediately, just as in the same in the earlier variation, followed by queen on golf 6 check, and the knight is now located in a better position.
So
that is very dangerous anyway.
Also you got knight Felix 5 as well, which is in the queen.
The time is 12:35 p.m.
So, white's played. Bishop takes.
There's
hector 2.
There's a bishop.
Rook hector 2. Queen Gustav 6 check. And then you've got knight Felix 5.
There's a bishop on Charlie 8 that can take it.
All right.
What is the idea of playing a pawn on Eva 4 and Eva 5? Is it to push again on Eva 4 and close the diagonal?
Well, the idea is just to play pawn echo 4 and
yeah.
close everything off.
But do you have time for that?
Well, let's find out. Yeah. Black has just played pawn echo 5.
Then we play rook Gustav 3 check.
Yeah, white in the game does play rook Gustav 3. Rook golf 3 check.
Right.
Black in the game plays king hotel 8, keeping double protection on hotel 7.
Yes, so now we play bishop takes hotel 7. As in the as previously suggested. Sorry.
After rook golf Gustav 3 check, black could have played king foxtrot 8, allowing bishop takes hotel 7 and just going a pawn down.
Yeah, it's a pawn down, and it's a bad pawn down because then you have a splendid square on Gustav 6 for a knight or a bishop, and.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant, is it? All right. King Hotel 8 is played. White to play. White's just played Rook Golf 3 check. Black has just played King Hotel 8. White to play. Any ideas? I am going to play Pawn Echo 4 next move, followed by Queen Foxtrot 4 check, picking off your knight.
Mm-hmm. Bishop takes pawn.
All right. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay, white in the game plays bishop takes pawn, hotel 7. Well, if nothing else, there's a threat of knight golf 6 check now, isn't there? Let's have a look at the game score. Gives check, golf 3, king hotel 8. Bishop takes hotel 7, it's not check.
No. Sorry.
So what if we play rook takes bishop? What happens?
Knight go six check. That's obvious for the moment. The question is, what do we play after that? And you will play king of seven, probably.
Probably, yeah. You have a discovered check.
Yeah.
You play knight echo five check. Yeah.
I'm playing knight echo five with check. Yes, it's good enough.
If the king comes to fox dot h, if king comes to fox dot h, you've got queen takes rook, followed by rook golf eight mate.
Mm-hmm.
If the king goes to hotel h, you can come in queen golf six, which threatens queen golf eight mate. And after queen golf six, you're threatening knight fox dot seven, royal fork. Rook takes knight, and you don't play queen takes rook, you play rook hotel 3 check, and there's a mate on hotel 7. Go over that again. If rook takes bishop, knight goes 6 check, king goes 7, knight echo 5, discovered check, king hotel 8, queen goes 6, with a double threat of queen goes 8 mate, and knight fox dot seven, royal fork, forcing rook take knight, followed by rook hotel three check, rook back to hotel seven. Anything takes hotel seven is mate.
Yeah.
Apart from that, black's doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, black in the game plays pawn echo four. There you go. Now the queen can't get in.
Yeah. That's better. That's certainly much better. But it's now it's too late because you have. So what do we play? We can play. We can play.
Well, you're threatening rook takes bishop for a kick-off.
Yeah.
You're threatening queen fox drop four check for a kick-off, winning the knight. You're threatening king takes bishop, you're threatening rook takes bishop, you're threatening queen fox plus four check. Sorry?
No, there's bishop, not bishop there. Can't do that, can we? Yeah, no, we can't. There's a bishop on the Casper 8, which is inconvenient.
Yeah. Well, I just played, You can't execute your threat of queen takes four check followed by queen takes knight.
Why?
Oh yes, you can. I was thinking of playing rook Hector three, but there is a bishop at the moment.
So where are the pawns? The black pawns are either four. That is the four and Felix five.
Felix 6, echo 4, delta 5.
But yeah. The rook is attacked. If you have a rook under attack, so I have at least an exchange. If you grab the knight on hotel 4, I get the rook on Felix 7. Yes. If I play bishop Gustav 6 now, and if you play queen Felix 4 check, I will play, for instance, king move or queen delta 2, probably queen delta 2. And if queen takes knight, I have bishop takes Felix 7. Thanks for rook.
All right, so bishop golf six attacks a rook, but it can probably move to golf seven.
You don't want to grab the knight?
Well, not if I'm losing a rook, no.
Okay.
If bishop golf six in the game position, black has just played pawn echo four. If bishop golf six, black probably has to play rook golf seven. And then the threat is queen Felix four takes a piece again.
Well, how about Queen Delta 2?
But if I play Queen Delta 2, then you have no check on Felix 4.
I mean, check on Felix 6.
There's a bishop on Hotel 7. That can be threatened by rook takes bishop.
Now, haven't we? Sorry, I was looking at bishop Gustav 6, rook to Gustav 7, queen to David 2. So you play the bishop first and then the queen.
Probably have to run away with king golf 8.
So Eva 4. Bishop Gustav 6, rook golf 7. That's your move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Queen delta 2.
Yeah.
King golf 8.
King golf.
These aren't game moves. This is just analysis.
Okay. They are the game moves. Okay.
They're not game moves. No.
Okay.
Queen h6.
Queen h6.
Nice. Yeah. Probably have to play knight echo 7. Or maybe queen Felix 8. It's very uncomfortable for black, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And white has snatched a pawn. White is a safe pawn up now.
Mm-hmm.
And white has got an aggressive position.
Yeah, and now it's too late because is it? No. Yes, you are losing something. If you play your knight on Eva 7, I can again now the queen is on Hector 6. I can play back the bishop on Hotel 7, and your rook, it's a check, and your rook is pinned by the rook on Golf 3. And you are just you are just about to I don't know if it's a mate, but you're just about to lose the rook on golf 7.
No, you lose a whole rook. You lose a whole rook.
Mm-hmm. So bishop golf 6 looks good on Eva 4.
All right, so bishop golf 6 is good. Anything else?
Bishop Felix 5, because you will gain the square for your knight.
Hang on, let's go back. If you play bishop golf 6, black plays queen fox 4 check.
Yep.
King moves, then rook golf 7.
No, queen covers. Queen delta 2.
Oh, in that case, queen takes queen.
Yeah. So.
Queen takes knight is probably
I
lose the rook. No, I lose the rook. I'd have to go queen takes queen and accept.
Yeah, you have to go to queen takes queen, but then queen takes queen, you are a good
pawn down.
You are a good pawn up, and the hotel to pawn is going to be a bad pawn, and
yeah, it's unpleasant for black. It's a long end. It's a long and painful ending.
Yeah. So if we don't...
All right, so bishop golf 6 is good enough for the long term.
Yeah. What did White play? He obviously didn't play that.
He didn't play bishop golf 6.
So bishop Felix 4, bishop Felix 5.
It's liquidating down to an ending.
Yeah.
Which is again the same idea, isn't it? You're just going to play on the fact you're a safe, solid pawn up.
Mm-hmm.
So look for something that isn't safe and solid. All right. If you get this far in a game, either bishop golf 6 or bishop Felix 5. Well, bishop Felix 5 loses to bishop takes bishop.
Yeah.
Oh no, it doesn't. No, it's okay.
It's okay.
No, bishop Felix 5 loses to queen foxtrot 4. Oh no, queen foxtrot.
No.
Ah. No, you play Queen Delta 2. You play Queen Delta 2.
Story, Queen Delta 2, and you can't afford to grab the piece on page 4 because of your checkmate.
Yeah, well, you could also win a queen. This, yeah. All right, so Bishop Fox top 5 similarly sorts the problem out for White.
You're going to say that White could play, it could get three pawns for the bishop take either 4. Really?
No, there's no need. Bishop golf 6 is safe, bishop fox top 5 is safe.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're saying he didn't play that. I'm trying to think different.
Okay. And he didn't play bishop takes f4.
Right.
So bishop takes f4. We have. If we play now pawn takes f4.
What's left?
And we have the same story. We have knight. Yes, it's dangerous too because you have the knight on golf 6 check and the queen. The queen will play queen takes pawn and then the queen will invade the king's side.
So bishop takes f4.
Looks good too. Yeah, seems good too.
What's wrong with queen foxtrot 4 check takes f4?
Probably.
It's fairly crushing. Bishop takes f4, queen foxtrot 4 check, queen delta 2 again. Ah, now we can afford queen takes queen, and then pawn takes bishop. And if queen delta. Bishop takes f4, queen foxtrot 4 check. If king bravo 1, queen takes f4, thank you very much. So bishop takes f4, it looks like a mistake.
Bishop takes f4. Queen delta 2 and queen delta 2, yes, you exchange the queens and you play delta takes either 4, yeah. So you will win the bishop.
White still got play, but black's got a piece of 2 pawns.
Black is now threatening a rook takes bishop, isn't he?
Yeah.
In this position.
Or king takes bishop.
Yeah.
All right, something I haven't told you so far. White's rating is 1835. He is also a candidate master.
Oh.
Okay. The scale of mastery is Grandmaster, International Master, Fide Master, and Candidate Master. Which Chris Ross is a candidate master. I think that means they're between somewhere between 2200 and 2300. So he is candidate master, but he has a rating of 1835. And he's 12 years old.
Oh. All
right. You missed that. Yeah, Tony.
And not that it matters, he's also French.
Ah.
So, are we heading for a rerun of Waterloo or Hastings 1066?
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be one of those. This game is not going to be drawn.
Oh.
Working for a mistake or a brilliant move for White.
Well, he somehow got himself a candidate master title, so he must have done that by winning a tournament, a junior tournament somewhere, or achieved a racing success somewhere. I think he's won a junior tournament somewhere.
So we are looking for moves that are not Bishop Felix 5, not Bishop Gustav 6, and not Bishop takes either 5. Either 4.
Knight takes 5.
Okay, Black would probably.
So we have to try something like Knight Golf 6, check. But does it work?
You have to allow for the king coming out to golf 7 and king takes hotel 7.
Yes, absolutely. Because now your knight is using the square, so you will get a discovered check.
All right. Examine knight golf 6 check. Let's have a look at King golf 7 first.
Mm. Was that the king play knight? Was that the move he played or not?
Well, we're just analysing it first.
Yeah.
Knight golf 6 check. Suppose king golf 7. Knight echo 5 check. You could play king takes bishop. Knight takes fox to 7. That's at least an exchange up. Similarly, knight golf 6 check, king golf 7, knight echo 5 check, king fox got 8. What do we play? King Foxtrot 8. Rook Golf 8 check is playable. Don't think it's quite leading to mate.
For Goma, you can put the little bit of mouton, you can put the little bit of mouton in the congelator.
So knight golf 6 check, king golf 7. Yeah. Knight Echo 7 check doesn't seem to do much good.
You can always take the bishop. Knight, can you?
Yeah, we've got to complete one line first.
Yeah.
Knight goes 6 check, King goes 7. Knight Echo 5 check looks good enough. If King Fox for takes, either King Fox for takes or King takes Bishop Hotel 7, you play Knight takes Fox 7. Queen comes back to Fox for takes. Ah. Knight comes back to Golf 6. Oh no, it's on Fox 7. I think
if we play the queen on Eva 2, the queen will access the square on Hotel 5. The king can go nowhere if he's on Gustav 7.
So what are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that after you play the knight golf 6 check on king golf 7, we play.
Yeah.
Queen Eva 2, and the king is just a sitting duck.
Because the queen can come out to Hotel 5 check after, yeah. Or the queen can just go Hotel 5 anyway.
Anyway, yes, anyway. And
yeah. the king can't move. The king can't go to Fox Trot 8.
No.
And if, okay, so knight goes 6 check, king goes 7, queen echo 2. If I move rook delta 7, you still come in queen hotel 5 because the king can't step onto foxtrot 7 because of knight echo 5 double discovered check, picking off at least an exchange on delta 7 and the attack continues.
Right.
So, on the if knight goes 6 check, King Golf 7, Queen Echo 2 is good. If Knight Golf 6 check, we might as well take the bishop and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because if Knight Golf 6 check, King Golf 7, Queen Echo 2 produces a win.
So we
which
have.
Which means we might have. Right. So the game move is Knight Golf 6 check. The game move is Knight Golf 6 check.
So the king has to grab the bishop.
Has to take the bishop, yeah. Might as well. Yeah. And so show me.
Queen Eva 2.
The game move is Queen Eva 2. King takes Hotel 7. The game move for White is Queen Eva 2. Well, I think it is. I don't know. I'll read the game score. I'm pretty sure it was. Bishop takes Hotel 7, Eva 4. Knight goes 6 check, King takes Hotel 7, these are all game moves. Yeah, move 19 is Queen Eva 2. Right, black to play. The threat is obviously Queen Hotel 5 check, followed by Knight Echo 5 double discovered, a discovered check, followed by something takes Foxtrot 7. It's horrible.
What part of this is the knight at? Golf 6 keeps the queen out of
Foxtrot 8.
Mm-hmm. You also check on Hector 5, and when the king moves, you've got a discovered check.
The knight goes to Echo 5, and then the queen comes in taking Foxtrot 7 mate. That's the threat. The threat, if it's white to play again, queen Hotel 5 check, king Golf 7, Knight Echo 5 check, King Foxtrot 8, Queen takes Foxtrot 7 is mate. That's the threat. You've got to stop that. And you can't play Queen Foxtrot 4 check because the knight will backwardly take you. Knight Golf 6 takes Foxtrot 4.
How about rook Gustav 7?
As as good as any. Because otherwise, queen hotel five check, followed by knight discovered check. So can the king step onto the golf file? Can you play king golf ace here?
He's got to.
No. Black to play. After queen echo two, can black play king golf ace?
I think we still we can still play the queen on hotel five, and the king cannot go for the moment to Felix eight, and then the queen can invade the hotel eight with a mate.
It's a safe.
Okay. So if king golf eight immediately, queen hotel five, and the king can't get across the foxtrot file, so the rook. If you go rook hotel seven. So king golf eight, queen hotel five, rook hotel seven. You just play knight echo five, discovered check. And if king foxtrot eight, you lose queen takes rook golf seven, hotel seven, followed by rook golf eight. And if after knight echo five, discovered check, you play king golf eight, there's knight foxtrot seven, discovered check. Oh, knight fox up seven is mate this time because the rook on hotel seven is pinned.
Mm-hmm.
So king golf eight, queen hotel five, forces rook golf seven, and then the queen can come in hotel eight check. King fox up seven, knight echo five check, anything, and the rook on golf seven is lost. And the attack continues. So the game move for black is rook golf seven. It's as good as any.
Can we play queen echo five now? Check.
Yeah. White in the game. It's the only active move. Queen hotel five check. Black dances the king around the rook. Black plays king golf eight. Game move. Queen hotel five check. Game move. King golf eight. White in the game plays queen hotel eight check.
Yeah.
Forcing king.
Wait a minute, Paul. After we play the king takes hotel seven.
Yeah.
We play this king, this queen Eva two.
Yeah.
Do we have a mate after king hotel six? The king tries to prevent by himself the intrusion of the queen to hotel five. What will be the plan for white? So we say king hotel six after king Eva two.
Okay.
Because then I have at least it's going to be very difficult, but I can at least play a rook on hotel seven and or on golf seven.
So you're suggesting after queen echo two, king hotel six?
Yes. Fortunately, the hotel three square is controlled by my bishop and Charlie eight. If it were not, it would be a catastrophe, of course, but it is.
Queen David, Queen Eva 3 check.
King comes back to hotel 7.
Yes. I would be very glad to repeat the moves if I have black on this position. Because a good point of the pawn on Eva 4 now is that the other rook cannot enter into the game using the delta 3 square.
Okay, so attempted defense, King Hotel 6. White has got a perpetual, as you point out, with Queen Echo 3, Queen Echo 2.
Yeah.
So white can avoid a loss here. The only question is there a win? So Queen Echo 2, King Hotel 6. Let's play. How about Knight Hotel 8?
Excuse me, you play what?
Knight Hotel 8.
Knight Hotel 8, yes?
Threat book Golf 6, get Queen Hotel 5, May. And Knight takes Rook, winning Queen.
Yes, but now I have the simple rook on golf 7 should be enough, or maybe first queen Felix 4 followed by no, I think I would try to play rook golf 7. The other candidate is to see what happens if you play your queen on Felix 4 and queen on Felix 4 is attractive too. You have time to play your rook on golf 7, but I think that rook golf 7 seems to be enough.
Queen Felix 4 is check though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a knight right, Felix 4 check.
Yeah, it will be check.
And you bring it between, and you can play rook takes rook, and then, I don't know. And then somehow kick in shows up.
So King Hotel after Queen Echo 2, King Hotel 6 is in need of
You can't go weak as 4, can you? Unfortunately.
No, Bishop on Charlie 8 prevents Queen Golf 4.
Yeah.
And the Queen can't get in via Echo 3 because the Black Pawn on Echo 4 stops Fox 3. Alright. So, after King Hotel 6, let's play Knight Hotel 4.
Yeah, it's certainly Knight Felix, aren't
you? Queen Felix 4 check just wins.
Yes, now it wins. Now it wins, yes. You can even still play your rook golf 7. Or rook golf 7 is going to be a good defensive move anyway, because even if the queen checks, then the knight, the king can move back to
I thought the rook golf 7 in this line.
No, after queen echo 2. The suggestion is the immediate King Hotel 6.
Yeah. Oh right.
King or Dame 6?
Well, White's got at least a draw, but it's their best shot.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have.
White might have to resort like something like pawn foxtrot 3 to try and open the position up.
Yes, but how do you prevent moves like rook r7 or something like that? And, you can have I think that
yeah, it's too slow.
You have rook r7, it's still good and.
So it looks as if after King Hotel 6, White does not have an attack.
Because if given time, Black will also play knight eva 7 and
oh, if Black gets enough time, there's moves like bishop echo 6 and doubling rooks on the golf file, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, King Hotel 6 had to be played to stop Queen Hotel 5. One last look. King Hotel 6, Knight Hotel 8, Rook Golf 7. Rook takes Golf 7, King takes Golf 7, Queen Hotel 5. It's only a draw. At best. White needs to get a rook lift in to Echo 3 and it's too slow. Rook Echo 1 to Echo 3 is too slow. All right, let's try it. King Hotel 6, Rook Echo 1.
King Hotel
Rook
6,
Golf 7.
Rook Echo 1.
King Hotel 6, Rook Echo 1. Rook Golf 7.
Rook Golf 7, yes, this is rather obvious, I think.
Queen Echo 3, check. Yeah, King Hotel 7. Still nothing here, is there? It's too slow, you can't get in. There's the bishop on Charlie 8 stops everything.
Can we sacrifice the rook on Hector 3 to get the queen in the game? All
right.
Knight 4.
No, it's too slow. Queen, you're going
to... After Queen Eva check, Knight back, King back, Knight 7, Knight Felix 4.
Rook takes Rook Golf 3.
Yeah, and Queen takes. Oh no, even Pawn takes. Pawn takes. Hector Pawn takes. So you've got the rook coming to Hector 1, check.
All right, King has to run across the board very quickly. King Golf 7. It's still not clear, is it?
No.
White's got at least a draw here. So it's up to White to sit there and try and find the win. And if not, to cut and run with the Queen Echo 2, Echo 3 draw.
Rook Eva one, your suggestion also gives me enough time to play Knight Eva seven.
Yeah, it's too slow.
Before I play Rook Golf seven too.
Yeah, it's too slow. Yeah, all right. So let's have a look at the game. So King Hotel 6 forces White to find a win, and we can't find it.
Okay, all right.
All right, look, Golf 7, game move. Game move for White, Queen Hotel 5, check. Game move for Black, King Golf 8. Game move for White, Queen Hotel 8, check.
Yes.
Game move for Black is forced. King Hotel, King Fox Trot 7. King Fox Trot 7.
Yes.
Well.
Knight Eva 5 check, win the rook.
Game move, Knight Eva 5 check.
Mm-hmm.
Game move for Black was, I think. Did Black play a game move? Yeah, Black play Foxtrot takes Echo 5.
Okay.
Game move for White is Rook takes Rook Golf 7. And Black gave up. It's a simple mate, so I'm sure it's a simple mate. If King Echo 6.
King Hotel 6 check, probably.
No. Oh, you could, you do it no matter what. You could be greedy and play Rook. Oh, hang on. Yeah, you could play Rook Golf 6 check and take the Queen and have a technical win. But I think you're right. King Fox Dot 6 or Echo 6, you play Queen Hotel 6 check. That forces King Fox Dot 5. You play Rook Golf 5 check. That forces King Fox Dot 4. You play Queen Hotel 4 check. That forces Bishop Golf 4. You play Queen takes Golf 4 check and it's mate.
Yeah.
So the King gets marched to Foxtrot 4, irrespective. And it,
yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Black might have played Knight takes Knight Echo 5. Knight takes knight. It's where's the mate? Ah, you play takes golf 7 check, King Echo 6. You play Queen Echo 8, Queen Golf 8 check. That forces King Foxtrot 5. Doesn't work.
No.
So even then, Knight takes Knight Echo 5 is better than Fox Trot takes Echo 5. So Knight takes Knight Echo 5 and improves again. Is it Rook takes Golf 7? Maybe Knight takes Knight, Queen takes Golf 7 check. Well, Queen takes Golf 7 check, King Echo 6, and then Pawn takes Knight on Echo 5 is good enough because White's exchange and a pass pawn up. Doesn't matter which way it takes. Black might as well play Queen takes one Echo 5. And what do we have? What do we have? Black has got Rook and Bishop and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124 four, five, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're just a straight exchange down.
Yeah. I don't know. We could have won the white could have won the queen, couldn't he, by rook Gustav six.
Yeah, the major's stronger.
Yeah.
Knight takes knight, echo 5. We'll be met by simple as queen takes rook check. And no matter where the king goes, delta 4 takes knight, echo 5.
Mm.
And no matter what black does, you just a straight exchange down without any compensation whatsoever. Your king is still in the mess. So King Hotel 6 has to be found. I looked at that during the game, but didn't analyse it deeply enough. I thought Rook Golf 7 was good enough.
But probably the losing move is when you play the pawn on Eva 5.
Yeah. If it was going to be played, it should have been played a lot earlier, instead of Rook Bravo 8 and Pawn Bravo 5. Mm-hmm. And then the light square bishop would have been out. I've been able to pin with bishop gold 4.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh well.
Okay. Well, that was very interesting. Yeah, I will be on vacation for a couple of weeks now, and so I look forward to joining you in August, if there are sessions, and I will check the emails.
There is a lesson.
Okay, so goodbye, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye, have a good vacation.
Bye, all. Bye.
So there's a session next week, and then you're off for a couple of weeks, aren't you, Paul?
I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a session next week. Sure yet. Well, it might be World Cup final, you know.
Oh, it is. Well, it might be, yeah.
No, well, if it's Croatia against somebody, I'm not really fussed.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, once a lifetime, we get a World Cup final.
Yeah, a long lifetime, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's no session next week, if you see what I mean.
I could probably do with a break anyway, because I'm travelling on Thursday, so maybe I should take a break. So I've advertised this as being on, but if England get past the semi-final, I think I should take a break.
Yeah.
So that'll be the rest of July gone, and I'll be back sometime in August. I'll be back July 31st, we travel back.
Yeah.
So I'll start making an announcement then. We come back on a Tuesday, so.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the...
And hopefully I'll have some good games to show you.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Wade played very well there. He's got a future, I guess.
Well, candidate master at 12. Yeah. I mean, clearly his rating is lagging because he probably started his first FIDE tournament age 6 or 7. Probably got a 1400 performance for it, you know, and has been trying to catch up ever since. Because FIDE doesn't. FIDE. Maka.
He's from England.
No, he's French. He's French.
He said that, yeah.
But he's living in England at the moment. He's at school in England.
Yeah.
But he is originally French. And what little research I did after the tournament, after I played him, I discovered he was playing in French under something tournaments, under 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I suspect he's played in an international event somewhere. I haven't managed to trace it down, but he's been awarded a candidate master title because of his performance in that tournament.
So yes, the theme actually of this game was similar to the first one. The king side was too weak.
And yeah. The
attack worked against the king side.
Maybe it was too ambitious to take with a Gustav, Paul.
No, I'd take with the Gustav. All right. If I wanted a simple game, I'd take the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the queen is safe and solid, and you're ready to leave her in pawn either five again, which activates the Charlie 8 bishop. Don't mess around with Rook Bravo 8, Bravo 5. I thought I was going to open up his queen side, but it was too optimistic.
You got in on the king side way before you were able to get a good queen side.
Yeah, I had two plans in mind. Try to open up the queen side or play pawn either 5. And pawn either 5 was sensible, good, and thematic.
Mm.
I just had to be careful about the Delta 5 pawn not being lost along the way. But another simple plan was queen, fox, or 8, hotel 6, probably check. Put both rooks on the golf file. Lift bishop Delta 7 and put both rooks on the golf file.
Yeah.
And see what he does. Oh well, even missing King Hotel 6 is a little bit a bit naughty. I thought Rook Golf 7 was good enough, and I was getting a bit fed up, to be quite honest.
Yeah, another feeling pull.
Yeah,
it's tough to be defending.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the game. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make an announcement if Wednesday semi-final goes our way.
Yeah.
I should probably take a rest anyway and get my final preparations, try and find my passport and things like that.
Right, good luck, Paul.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the lesson, and good luck to England.
Yeah.